best highlights.
Come on.
Out of bounds.
On the field.
Footballing pioneers.
In the history of the game.
As long as there's been footy, there have been superstars for us to idolise.
Welcome back to the Kick to Kick, Backwards and Coming Forwards podcast. Charlie and I in a room together.
Yes, we are. We made it back.
Round seven. Here we are. Good to have you in person, Charlie.
It's nice to be back with you, Timmy, talking about round seven, which in some ways felt like the longest round ever. Like it started
Wednesday.
Started Wednesday and finished late last night.
Yes. Yeah, it did, didn't it? Some good football, some good matches.
Yeah, really good.
Really good. All right, your trivia question today.
Okay.
Have a think about this. Which team was the first to play at the SCG, Waverley and Carrara? All three venues.
The first to play at all three of those venues.
Yep, one team played at all three of them in the first VFL-AFL game.
Okay.
I'll come back to you at the end.
I feel like I know this. I just need to...
Of course you do.
Yeah, just need to go into the depths of my memory. Yeah.
Yep. Now, just a quick shout out to some of the accounts we use for information because I feel like I don't shout them out enough.
Yep.
Because we get our information from lots of different sources. So Swamp Thing on Twitter is amazing. So if you're on Twitter or X now, follow him. He gives us a lot of stuff. We get a lot of stuff from him.
It's so great. Just like
he's a freak. He's in the AFL record now as well.
Is he?
He's got a little section where
they're
pretty much doing what we're doing, just cutting and pasting his tweets into the record.
Yeah, good.
Useless AFL stats on Facebook is great. Rhett Bartlett has some good things to say, and Andrew Giggetts are probably the ones we use most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So shout out to them. Now, before we get into the rounds, Charlie, I've been thinking this weekend because Wednesday night you've got the Anzac Eve match, Richmond-Melbourne, and then Anzac Day, Essendon-Collingwood. So they're locked-in games every single year.
Yep.
Would it be the stupidest idea to have the Anzac round like always locked in so you're always playing the same teams?
No.
No?
That makes sense. Yeah. I like it. I mean, you're going to play everyone once. I guess, does that create an issue for them in terms of fixturing?
Not necessarily. Essendon and Collingwood's always going to be the MCG because they're both Melbourne teams.
Yeah.
But if it was, you know, Sydney versus the Bulldogs, then one year it could be in Sydney, the next year it could be in
Marvel whatever it is,
But because it is an odd thing, and Essendon always know we're going to play Collingwood around round 5, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And so is that an advantage or a disadvantage? I'm not sure. And would it even it up if every team knew who they were playing that week?
That's a really interesting... I guess, but there's other ones, like if in Queen's Birthday, it's always Melbourne Collingwood.
Kings, yes.
Kings.
Yeah. Are they the only ones that are really set in stone? I think they are.
Opening round, I guess, now.
Easter Monday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Opening round, Richmond Carlton.
Yep.
Are there any others that are really set?
Good Friday is always North Melbourne.
Yep.
And then Easter. Yeah, Good Friday Eve is always Brisbane someone. More often than not, Collingwood.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's an interesting one having these locked-in fixtures. I can't work out if it's an advantage or not.
I don't think it is because I think you're going to play everyone at least once, right? I guess it would only be an advantage if it was like... Well, I guess it goes in swings and roundabouts as well, though. If you're like, okay, well, every year we're going to play this team and then we're definitely going to play them again. It wouldn't be fair if that, you know, there was some cellar dweller... Who you're like, okay, we know we're going to play them twice no matter where we finish on the ladder.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen, so...
No, well, when Collingwood eventually have their fall and they're terrible for 2 decades and then Essendon will always get, you know, 2 free kicks at them.
Yeah. With any luck.
And then Melbourne get the King's Birthday at them.
Yeah. So...
In that dream world.
I like the idea of having... It only matters if there's some sort of... You can't just create... a history to it, can you?
Like, no.
I guess you can.
You can. You've got to work out
that one was, right?
Yeah.
So,
Anyway.
It'd be interesting.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
All right, let's get that first game.
Let's do it. So, yeah, let's talk Wednesday night, Anzac Eve at the G, Richmond, Melbourne. We were both at this game, Timmy. It was horrible.
That first half was atrocious.
Yeah, it was enjoyable to watch the win, but it wasn't great football.
No. All right, so a few things from this game. It was Richmond's lowest score against Melbourne since round one, 1965.
Wow.
That game was coached, that was Norm Smith versus Len Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
In that game.
Yeah.
Len Smith obviously coaching Richmond for a short time then. Dustin Martin played his 294th game. He is now equal 8th with Jack Titus for most games for Richmond.
Wow.
So he's still 100 and...
Yeah, he's not 100, taking that one.
100 and so off Kevin Bartlett.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's at number one. Camden McIntosh has played in all 9 of those games.
We were asking me that earlier. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, so he was a sub in this game, but he's played in all 9 of them, which is impressive. It's the first time since 1965 that Melbourne have won 5 straight games against Richmond.
Hey, okay.
Yep. And Checker Hughes medal has only ever been won by Demons. This one was given to Max Gorn.
Is that right?
Yeah. They brought it in 4 years ago.
That's true. Yeah. That's, I forgot it hasn't been the whole time. No. Still love that award. Think it's great.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I was very surprised to... I was sitting with some family and friends, all Melbourne supporters, and almost none of them knew who Checker Hughes was.
Yeah.
It's not, you know... It's amazing how quickly we forget the history before... The AFL, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely it is. That's why we have to do things like this.
Yeah, certainly. So, no, that was a good one. And won by Maxi Gorn, the captain.
Yes, deservedly so. And also, the breakout game of my new favourite Demons player, Disco Turner.
Disco! Yes! 3 goals.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah.
No, little live wire.
It's good. So, let's now talk about your team on Anzac Day, Timmy. Essendon versus Collingwood.
Yes, I didn't go to this. It's a long day and I couldn't bring myself to go to it. It was umpire Adam Wojcicki. I don't know if I'm saying that right. His 300th game as goal umpire.
Yep.
Wojcik. Wojcik.
I'm not going to even try.
So well done to him. Essendon's 500th game at the MCG.
That doesn't seem like enough. But no. I guess for a long time he played at East Melbourne.
And then Windy Hill.
Yeah. So.
And then we had about a decade as the MCG with our home ground. And then we moved to
Marvel. Yeah, of course.
It was the 4th largest home and away crowd of all time. 93,644 people. Still a fair ways off the record.
Yeah.
Which is 99,256 from round 10, 1958, Collingwood versus Melbourne.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever break that.
No, which is amazing to think, like, we should.
Yeah.
Judging on population and
popularity of the game these
days.
Yeah,
but...
Now, the start of this game was amazing. At one stage, it was Essendon 4 goals, Collingwood 4 disposals. They just couldn't touch the ball and we were all over it. It was also, there was 9 players with 200 games or more experience in this.
That's huge.
So now that we've got Todd Goldstein playing for the Bombers, we've got a bit more experience on our side.
Yeah.
What else? Pendles with his 10,000 disposals. There was a big applause around the ground as well, which was great. If it was the NBA or an American sport, they probably would have stopped the game and done an on-field presentation. That's the kind of stuff they do.
But is it really?
Yeah. If it's early in the game and like things aren't on the line yet, what they do.
That's crazy.
Isn't it? It's ridiculous. Jake, here's an obscure stat for you. Jake Stringer has now played 6 times on his birthday, because his birthday is 25th of April. The most of any player to play on their actual birthday.
That's funny.
Because it's always guaranteed.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
This is the 5th draw between these teams from 247 games. And 85 all is the third most common draw score.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's happened 5 times.
So what's the most common?
79 all has happened 8 times across the history.
That's crazy.
The last time there was a score of 85 all was, I think it was 2009 or 10.
Yeah.
Todd Goldstein also played in that match.
Really?
Yeah.
So draw, yeah, okay. Do you have some more draw stats for me? What's the highest draw?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
Okay.
So 79 all is the second, is the most common. Then there's 66 all, 76 all, and 83 all have happened 6 times.
So they're in that sort of not that high scoring, but not super low scoring bracket.
Yeah, and then the 5 matches, 5 draws have been 50 all, 75 all, and 85 all.
Yeah, they're really just all bunched up in there, aren't they?
Yeah, so 85 is the highest of those ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
So let's move on to the Thursday evening, afternoon game, GWS versus the Lions.
Apparently GWS have been lobbying the AFL to have a game in Canberra on Anzac Day for a long time.
Well, good on them.
And it makes sense because of the National War Museum and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Up there. And I'll admit, I tipped the Lions, thinking they'll bounce back, and GWS had a few out, but GWS absolutely towed them up.
Yeah,
it was no contest. And you look at this stat that GWS had lost 6 their last six games when Toby Green had not been in the lineup, and nine of their last 10. I'm like, yeah, well, Toby Green's not in.
No, yep. But
GWS are not a one-person player these days, are they?
They certainly are not.
As good as he is, they didn't need him. No. Cornelio was out as well.
They got the job. Yeah, it's good. It's very good signs. They got some good depth, don't they?
And their new player who came through with the helmet, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't watch too much of this one, but that's no, it's. I mean, yeah, Giants are looking very dangerous, aren't they?
Mm, they are. Oh, and I just forgot to mention Zach Merritt winning the Anzac Day medal.
Oh yes, of earlier. Course. Yeah,
his first one.
So let's move on to Friday's games. Port Adelaide versus St Kilda was the first of those at Adelaide Oval.
There was only one game on Friday.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it was an easy win. Well, I don't know if it was easy, but Port Adelaide got the win in the end.
Yeah.
Willie Rioli kicking his 100th goal. He is the third. He's now third on the list of goals by Rioli's. Well, I think he was already third, but he's the third to crack 100. Daniel kicked 104, so he's chasing Daniel down, but Cyril is a long way off with 275.
Oh, okay. And so Maurice didn't kick that many playing for Richmond in the 80s.
No, I don't think he... No, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
We had Willem Drew winning the Peter Badcombe medal. And Travis Boak played his 353rd game, which makes him level now with Matthew Pavlich. So he's 21st on the list currently. Mm-hmm. But over the next few weeks, he can move to 15th. Because we got Lance Franklin on 354, Joel Selwood 355, Paul Ruse and Bruce Dool 356, and Gary Ablett Jr. 357.
So you can really jump a few if you just, yeah.
Just fight in five straight games, yeah.
Just got to stay fit and
yep.
healthy.
Yep.
That's it.
And can you imagine, there was one time where Geelong were trying to recruit him.
Yeah.
Imagine if they still had Boak. Ridiculous. Oh, not still. If they had him.
Yeah. So let's move on to Saturday's game, North Melbourne versus Adelaide. Adelaide winning very comfortably.
Yeah.
Down in Hobart.
Yeah, in front of 5,000 people. I feel like the Tassie fans are just, they're just waiting. They're waiting for the Devils to start yeah. playing, and then the crowds will flock.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they're not going to go support North Melbourne just because they're getting a team eventually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. And North, like, who wants to watch North Melbourne at the moment?
So, yeah, that's, I mean, I guess that's the thing. Is it in the AFL's best interest to continue playing games in Tassie? Or?
Well, I think they're locked into it. I think Tassie actually pay North Melbourne to play there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So it's worth North Melbourne doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's always been, yeah. but yeah.
And then that'll expire when the Devils come in.
When the Devils come in.
Fourth time this season, North Melbourne have conceded 100 points before three-quarter time, which doesn't bode well. And then on the Adelaide side, Ben Keys is the sixth Adelaide player to play a streak of 90 consecutive games. None have ever made it to 100, though.
None have ever made it to 100.
No. Oh. So let's track this for the next few weeks. So Ben Keys
it's
is equal.
It's like being at the crease in the 90s. Very yeah. High, yeah.
Tyson Edwards is on 90. Sam Jacobs, 93. Andrew McLeod, 97. Ben Hart, 98. Scott Thompson, 99. Yeah.
Got to watch that one.
And now Taylor Walker moves one game clear of Daniel Giansiracusa for having worn the number 13 jumper. He has now worn it 266 times, the most of any player.
Really?
Yeah.
Unlucky for some.
Yep.
There you go. So then we had the Cats versus the Blues.
And I went to this game. What a cracker. This was an excellent game to go to, especially as a neutral fan.
I felt like it was always going to be, yeah.
87,000.
Let's be honest. How neutral are you at any Carlton game?
Yeah, it's true. yeah, it's 87,775 people. It was Geelong's largest ever home and away attendance for a home game.
Really?
Yep.
That surprises me.
For a home game?
Oh.
Most of their home games are at Cardinia.
For a home and away. Was it home their home game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. No, that makes more sense, yeah.
Shane Thierley played his 300th game as boundary umpire.
Yep.
There were three boundary umpires, clean-shaven, like, bald heads. They looked exactly the same. Like, any time they were standing near each other, it's like there was three clones on the ground. It was ridiculous. This game featured four sets of brothers in the lineups. So you had the Konings, Sam and Tom.
Yep.
You had Cam and Zach Guthrie playing for
oh, yeah.
Geelong, Jack and Ollie Henry playing for Geelong, and Elijah and Ollie Hollands playing for the Blues. The overall overall record for brothers is 5, though.
5 sets of brothers.
Yeah. I believe it was a Port Adelaide Collingwood game in the early thousands.
Yeah, okay, when you had...
With your cloaks and your Cornses.
Cloaks and Cornses, yeah. And your Rockers, maybe?
Maybe a Rockers, maybe some Shores.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some Burgoynes.
Maybe some Burgoynes. Oh, a couple of Burgoynes, yeah.
Carlton have now lost their last 11 games when playing another side that's in the top 4. The last time they beat a team when Carlton and that team were in the top 4 was 2001, round 12.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for them, does it?
When have they been in the top 4 in that time?
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, so that makes sense when you think of it like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, my favourite thing about this game is every time Zach Tui kicks a goal, they play this song. Which is this Irish jig song, which is amazing.
Love that.
No other player for Geelong gets a song.
That Tui.
Zach Tui does.
That's so
And it was awesome. And they played the whole thing at 3/4 time. It's called the Rattlin' Bog, if anyone wants to listen to it. Jeremy Cameron kicked his 600th goal in this match and got a bit of an ovation. Tom Hawkins hasn't scored a goal since Easter Monday.
That's very surprising. You can usually count on him for one or two, can't you?
First time since 2019 he's gone 3 games without kicking a goal.
Yeah.
But still draws a key defender, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
And this game was also Scorigami. 118 to 105 has not happened.
That's very surprising because that's not like a ridiculous score. It's not a massive margin.
No, but we don't get many teams scoring over 100 these days.
No, but we did. We used to a lot.
Yeah.
It was always going to be a big score, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you got four common medalists.
Playing, yeah.
Yeah.
How many goals between the Coleman medalists? Hang on, I've got to check that.
Well, none for Hawkins.
No, obviously. What do we have? So Cameron kicked 5, Kurnow kicked 3, so we're up to 8. Mackay kicked 2, so 10.
10, okay.
10 between the 4.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, 10 between 3, really.
Yeah. So that was a great game. Yeah. And I will say this. I was a neutral supporter. And it was 87,000. I'm like, Geelong's at 32 points ahead. I'm going to leave a little bit early.
Yeah.
So I left 5 minutes before the game ended. I think I can be excused because it's not my team.
Yeah.
Even though I did leave an Essendon game early in Adelaide. I was listening to the game, walking around the ground, and then Carlton suddenly kick a goal. And then another goal. I'm like, God damn it. If they win and I've missed this amazing comeback, I was going to be very, very angry. Thankfully, they did not.
No, didn't quite get
So I would have been very upset with myself. And that's the risk you take when you leave a game early.
Well, that's it. Yeah, exactly. You never know what can happen.
Yeah, you miss out on something amazing.
Yeah. So the next game was Freo Bulldogs over at Optus Stadium. And Freo ended up winning this reasonably comfortably, 24 points.
Yeah. The only thing I took out of this game was Nat Fyfe turning back the clock. 37 disposals.
Huge.
First time over 30 disposals for him since round 17, 2021.
Yeah. I mean, since he got injured and then came back, it's...
He's had a very injured last 2-3 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, good to see him back in form. And, you know, Freo and the Dogs are very similar in some ways, aren't they? Like, who's the... What are they?
Yeah,
who are
they? Where are they? Where are they going to finish?
Very inconsistent. Some good wins and then some crappy losses. Yeah. So I'd say with that form, both of them not making finals.
Yeah.
Unless they can find something consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. Yeah, wouldn't have thought so.
No.
So then on Sunday, we had the Battle of the Coasts.
We did.
Are there two teams further apart geographically than Gold Coast and West Coast, do you reckon?
No. Gold Coast and Brisbane. Brisbane and Perth. Or Fremantle and Perth. Sorry, Fremantle and Brisbane.
Freo and Brisbane, maybe. Is Gold Coast further away than Brisbane? Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Is it further east?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because Brisbane's higher by an hour. Like,
yeah.
But is it further inland? I don't know.
It's such a random thing. Yeah. So Tale of the Coasts. Gold Coast are good too.
They did, yeah. And they absorbed a bit of West Coast's punches early on.
Yeah.
The Eagles kicked the first 3 goals, but the Suns were able to kind of counter and then take control after that and show some of the class that we're kind of expecting from them.
Yeah.
They've won all their games at home this season now. I think that's 4. So things are tracking for potential finals. They've got to win away from home.
Yes.
That's the key.
Yeah. Also, I feel like it must have been a huge decision to rest Harley Reid this weekend for West Coast.
Yeah.
Especially coming up against a team like Gold Coast, who you might think you could get a win against.
Yep. Go for three in a row.
But it's definitely, you know, they made the call. They were like, no, he needs, you know, you can't carry a whole team, right? But
and they're playing for the long term, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like Richmond, who bought in, who did they bring in? The guy that injured himself. Number 22 for the Tigers.
Oh, Hopper.
Hopper, yeah, Jacob Hopper. Like, sorry. He was injured. They didn't bring him back for the twos. They just brought him straight into the ones and bang, he's injured again.
Yeah.
Whereas the West Coast are playing for the future and you know, they know they're not going to win the premiership now, so why risk him?
No, exactly.
And he's a big draw card, so if you're going to rest him when he's away from Perth, not when when he's playing in Perth. Yeah,
but no, it takes a bit of guts to make that call, I reckon.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting. Still Suns, I'm rooting for them. I want them to make finals.
Yeah, me too.
And then our final game of the round, Hawthorn Sydney.
Yeah, Hawks not looking great, are they?
No.
And Sam Mitchell really starting to fray at the edges.
The pressure is getting to him, you reckon?
A little bit. I think he probably thought they were going to be closer than they were.
Yeah.
And they're not. They're, when they're being pumped.
Yeah.
And you've only beaten North.
Well, I don't know if I said this last week, but I think it's an interesting conversation at the moment. Looking forward, who would you rather be a supporter of, North Melbourne or Hawthorn? I've yo-yoed on this one. A couple of weeks ago, I was like, I'd definitely rather be, feel like North Melbourne have more upside. And then last week, I was like, no way. And now, I don't know. It's very hard to pick. I mean, as a club, Hawthorn has a far stronger culture, you would say.
Yeah. But They've won a premiership in every decade since the 60s.
Yeah.
So I suppose historically speaking, Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Now I don't know. That's a good question.
Time's ticking for them. It's a long way back from here, and they've only got 6 years to get one in this decade.
Yeah, their streak might be broken.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I can't answer that.
No.
Buddy Franklin was back doing a lap of honour with the Hawks there with his Hawks colours on. So I think that was the highlight for most Hawks fans yesterday. Did a little interview with Jordan Lewis on the ground. It was the Swans' last home and away game at the MCG for the year.
Really?
Of the three they play, yeah. Yeah, because they'll play at Marvel if they come.
Yeah.
Now we've got Ollie Florent playing his 100th consecutive game for the Swans. Other players to have done this are Brian McGowan, Darren Creswell, Jared Crouch, Adam Goods, Brett Kirk, Barry Hall, Ryan O'Keefe, Darren Jolly, Jude Bolton and Josh Kennedy.
It's quite a few,
yeah. Not many South Melbourne players.
No.
Only Brian McGowan, really.
Yeah.
I think I don't even know who he is.
Surely
like Bobby Skilton or Ronnie Clegg, but I guess they were beaten up by...
Yeah, I was going to say, probably your prep and your looking after your body wasn't as strong.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine Bobby Skilton doing getting in the bay the day after a game.
No, he would have had to work.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing I wanted to say about the whole round was the MCG had an all-time record for most attended venue in a single round. 292,311 people went to the MCG in round 7.
Well, as you just said, we had two or three massive games, right? So,
and then the Hawks and Swans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a record. So amazing.
That's great.
So what's the ladder looking like?
So the ladder is looking like this after everyone has now played 7 games. We've got the Cats sitting pretty on top on 28 points. Then we've got Sydney and GWS 2 and 3 on 24.
But the Swans with a superior percentage, I believe.
Yes, they do. 147. Huge. Melbourne in the four.
Melbourne's in the four. Okay.
Yeah. Melbourne's in the four. Just finishing that off. Then we've got Port Adelaide sitting fifth. Carlton sitting sixth. Essendon seventh. Frio eighth. Then we've got Gold Coast, Collingwood, Bulldogs, Crows, Lions, St Kilda, West Coast, Richmond, Hawthorn and North still waiting for that win.
Yeah, so we've got an undefeated team and a team without a win.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Coles goals, most goals for the round. For the season, it's GWS with 112. For the round, it was
Geelong.
Adelaide.
Adelaide, of course,
138. Yeah, of course. All right, let's project forward then.
Yeah, let's have a talk about round eight.
Round eight's a cracker.
Yeah, we've
got two grand final rematches, but this might as well be rivalry round. There's five rivalries.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, starting on Thursday, with the two Adelaide clubs coming up against each other, Adelaide Port,
the showdown, and it's the like standalone broadcast game that we can watch in Melbourne because it's always like a Saturday night where there's another game going against it. We usually don't watch it, but so I'm actually looking forward to watching a showdown.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that'd be really good.
Why don't they name the showdown medal? Why is it the showdown medal? Every other like best and fairest for these kind of matches has a name for the medal. Why not honour a South Australian legend with this?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't named it.
Like the Ebert medal or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the Ken Farlow.
But is that too? Is it too one team heavy?
What do you mean? Well, like, if they go for a South Australian football legend, it's nothing to do with the teams. It's the state.
Yeah, but didn't Ebert play for Port?
Oh, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So you have to go for someone
neutral, someone who played for like Glenelg or Norwood or something,
or
like
someone
that,
who did multiple things at different clubs. Yeah. Who like coached here and played there, and I don't know enough about South to make that call.
No.
Mark Williams.
Yeah, I don't know. No. It's hard.
And just news today, Roy Sloane retired.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, 255. Like
persistent eye injury that could threaten his life, but he could lose vision for the rest of his life. So
it's the right call, absolutely, isn't it? People are making smart decisions for their futures.
I know. So it's the third player this season who's retired due to injury.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets a farewell at this game or at some stage.
Yeah, definitely. Well deserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Friday we got Carlton versus Collingwood.
Cracking game.
Yeah.
This will be pushing 90,000 as well.
Oh, you'd imagine so.
Whoever did the fixturing this year, like they've ordered these games in the right way, haven't they? So this is a Carlton home game, which means it's the Peter McCallum Cup. If it's a Pies home game, it's the Richard Pratt Cup.
Oh, okay.
Apparently.
Hang on. Other way around?
Maybe the other way around, yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But there's certain cups they play for
depending on whose home game it is. Okay. Yeah.
So obviously these teams, this is another grand final rematch. They played in the 1910, 1915, 38, 79, 81 and 1970 grand finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Collingwood won that first one and haven't beaten Carlton in a grand final since.
Then on Saturday, we've got Sydney versus the Giants.
The Battle of the Bridge. Yes. This one has the Brett Kirk medal for the best on ground.
Is it always the Brett Kirk medal?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he obviously started for Swans and was an assistant at
GWS and
helped set up.
Yep. So that'll be good.
Yes.
That actually should be really good because they're both right up there.
Yeah, second versus third.
Second, third, yeah.
Yep. So it'll be great. The best. Yeah, and they've been pretty close the last few years.
Yeah. And then we've got Saints versus North.
Yeah, they've had a little interesting rivalry the last few years, these two teams. And obviously, Jimmy Webster had that hit on Jai Simpkin earlier in the offseason.
Yeah.
He in theory, comes back for this game. His seven-game suspension's up.
Yeah, wow.
Just in time to play North again.
Oh, God.
And also, last year, you had that little verbal stoush between Ratten and Riewoldt.
That's right, yeah.
Adding a little bit of spice to it.
Mm.
So, yeah, we'll see is this a winnable game for North?
It doesn't seem like anything is at the moment, but...
they have to win somewhere. You can't.
Yeah, no, there'll be a boil over. People say it all the time, and it is true. It feels like there's a big gap, but really, you only have to be off by, less than 10%.
Yep.
There's not a huge difference between anyone. That'll be interesting. And then we've got Melbourne versus the Cats at the MCG.
The two oldest teams. Yes. So, again, this is another great, good little rivalry.
There's been a lot of great games between us and them in recent years.
Yeah. They used to play, I don't know if they still do, the Wills Harrison Shield. Or
Trophy, of course.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
Stephen May is playing his 100th game for Melbourne.
Yeah, wow.
He joins that elusive club who have played 100 games for two clubs.
Yeah.
Played 123 for Gold Coast.
Did he play that many?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
And he was their captain.
He was.
Yeah, which I forget often.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was him and...
Tom Lynch.
At the same time, yeah, of course. That'll be good. That'll be good. That's a worry.
Yeah. Well, if you play like you did against Richmond, you're done.
Exactly. And I feel like, that's not what we're about, but I don't feel like we played that well recently. We've managed to win games without being fantastic.
Yeah. Let's hope that that was your, like... Yeah, appetizer.
Yeah.
Was Richmond.
Yeah. Then we've got West Coast versus Essendon over at Optus Oval.
Yes, and Elliot Yeo's 200th game. Maybe a danger game for Essendon. You can't go into this lightly. Harley Reid will be back and rested. And often the Bombers will come out after having played, you know, put up a really good fight against the reigning premiers.
Yeah.
To then fall.
It is the danger, isn't it? I remember, you know, especially with, I mean, you guys still have some pretty young players as well, don't you? Just, you're like, oh, well, no, we've got this sorted, and you sort of get a bit ahead of, can get a bit ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we get a good test.
Yeah.
A good test to absolutely. See where we're at.
Then on Sunday, we've got the Tigers versus the Dockers.
Yeah, it should be a chance for Richmond to win a game.
Yes.
But the Freo not haven't been too bad at the MCG recently.
No, no.
They usually beat you guys there.
Yeah, yeah. Not looking forward to that one, that's for sure. Then we got the Doggies versus Hawthorn.
Yes, there's another grand final rematch from 1961.
Okay.
It depends which dogs come. I mean, if the poor dogs come, then the Hawks can win.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If the Rottweilers come, then the Doggies will win.
Yeah, you can't imagine.
No.
And then we've got Brizzy versus the Gold Coast.
The Pineapple Grapple.
Is that what it's
or
called?
The Q Clash.
The Pineapple Grapple. I like that more.
It's an unofficial name.
I like that a lot more.
The winner of this gets the Marcus Ashcroft Trophy.
Yep.
I think the Suns won this one last year.
I tell you what, based on how the Lions are looking, you'd almost pencil the Suns in, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Lions because I thought you were at the Melbourne Brisbane game. I thought they looked
good. No, I wasn't. They looked good.
They looked really good. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, more to it. Maybe it's just an off season.
Yeah,
some clubs have them.
Mm, yeah.
And if like playing tennis, if you have an off set, you just throw that set. So
yeah, exactly.
Maybe they just spend the rest of the season figuring out
what
who
it
the
is.
New players are, and
yeah,
and then. Reload for next year because their list isn't old.
No, exactly. So that's
lots to look forward to.
That's round eight. I think. I mean, there's not. It's always interesting this time of year because the ladder can change very quickly because there's not a lot of gap anywhere, is there? So,
but this is also the time of season where you kind of the top eight's almost locked.
Yeah,
like you'd see very little change within. Sorry, you see a lot of change within the eight, but
yes,
not a lot dropping out.
Yeah. I mean,
which bodes well for Essendon.
It's hard to say. I mean, the fact that Brisbane are there with two wins at this stage, it feels like they can't make it. But, I mean, can you write them off?
Yep.
You think you can?
Well, because three of the games they've lost have been at home.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
When you're throwing away that home ground advantage, which has been so strong.
I still feel like anyone from the Doggies who are on 12 points up can still be in there. So you think Freo's only one game ahead.
Okay.
At eighth.
The Crows.
Crows have only had their two wins.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the trivia question, Charlie.
Yeah, okay.
Which team was the first to play at the SCG, Waverley and Carrara? So one team played all the first games in these grounds.
SCG Waverley and Carrara. Okay. Was it Sydney?
It wasn't Sydney.
Hawthorn.
It wasn't Hawthorn.
Was it Fitzroy?
It was Fitzroy. Yeah.
I knew it. I overthought it.
Yeah, because Fitzroy.
Because I was like, does Fitzroy count? Yeah.
Because SCG throws you off a bit because Collingwood and Fitzroy played a game there in 1903, I think it was.
Yeah.
And so that's it. And then the Cats played the Lions at the opening of Waverley in 1971. And the Brisbane Bears played the Lions in the first game at Carrara in 1987.
There you go.
Thought you'd like that one.
I did. I really enjoyed that.
Thought I'd be able to stump you.
Yeah, and you certainly did. Because I forgot about the 1903 one. Yeah, of course. So there you go.
Yep.
Well, that's round seven. Looking forward to round eight. And so we're only a couple of days away.
Are you going to the Melbourne game?
I will be running that one up the flagpole. We'll see. Yeah. I hope so.
It's a night game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll be maybe get there at half time. See what I do. See how I go. Well, until next week, Timmy. Hooroo.
Thanks for listening to the Kick to Kick podcast present Backward in Coming Forward. You can find all our old episodes wherever you get your good podcasts. If you want to get in contact with us, our email address is kicktokickpodcast@gmail.com. On social media, we have Twitter @kicktokickpod or on Facebook, or you can find us on Instagram @backwardsandcomingforward. For a full list of our resources and things we use to inform our show, head to kicktokickpodcast.com. You'll also find some interesting things and all our old episodes. Once again, thank you for listening.